Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trey, the Steelers, look, you got two division games coming up, a chance to get to 5-1. You've got the Chiefs at 2-3. They got Detroit next week. They could be sitting there at 2-4. The Ravens could be 1-5. Is the AFC ripe for the picking? And are the Steelers in a position in your mind to take advantage?
They have no choice. If they want to make any noise this year, they have to take advantage of this stretch. I mean, look, Cleveland's didn't take a bye. Coming from London, we get them at home. Division game, that's fortuitous for us. Obviously with Cincinnati and their struggles with Jake Browning, this is a legit chance to go 6-1 and really take hold of the AFC North, because we got a tough stretch down the end. And this is also a chance for us to be not playing our best football and still hopefully get some wins and hopefully be playing our best football by the time we get into that meat of our schedule. So the Steelers have to take advantage of this stretch. They've been gifted by the schedule gods this year, which hardly ever happens. And so they have no choice.
Trey, on October 1st, you tweeted, horrible O-line play is becoming an epidemic across the entire NFL. I tend to agree with you, and I believe that the Steelers fall into that category as well. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that there is horrible offensive line play in the NFL nowadays?
I mean, we can get into a whole dissertation about why that is, but long story short, they're just not getting enough practice, and it's all due to the CBA. Mm. The one position on an NFL football team that can't afford not to have padded practices consistently is the O-line. It's the only position where you have five guys that have to work in unison in order to be for a play to be successful. The only play where they got to be moving in the same direction in concert and hope to have a positive play. And so when they don't have that time in the offseason to acclimate, to get used to pads being on, and they're already, I mean, I think teams are already in shells. And granted, you get some work, but it's not the same. We had padded practices all year long. You know, I don't want to be that get off my lawn type of old dude, but that's just the way it was. O-line play was better when you practice more, and there's no way around it.
Trey Essex, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show, kind enough to join us, as he's been doing pretty much every Tuesday throughout the NFL season. Trey, did you see any growth in the Steelers' offensive line in Dublin?
I did. I really did. Especially in the interior. I thought Mason McCormick had his best game as a Pittsburgh Steeler. I'm really excited about that kid. And when you see the guys celebrating, I saw him at the end of a play of a game where they just mushed the interior of the Minnesota Vikings. And you see Mason at the bottom of the pile signaling first down. I'm like, these boys are having fun finally. You know, they're not so much caught up in their heads. They're out there playing and not reacting. And so that was good to see. And when you have that, and then you have a bye week where you can build on that type of film, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do against the Browns, because it is going to be a tough challenge with Myles Garrett and company, and they're going to have to come up with their A game. But they have the blueprint, because they've seen a lot of teams be able to neutralize Myles Garrett for the most part, where he's not having such an impact on the game. So, yeah, I think they're improving. They're moving in the right direction. I'm not the only one. PFF is not by any means gospel, but they started out ranked like 28th, and now they're 17th on PFF. And so that's a massive improvement from them from an analytical standpoint, another data point. So that's good for them.
Trey, how do you think the rep distribution should go between Jalen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell now that Jalen Warren is healthy. Kenneth Gainwell coming off of his best game, clearly 99 yards rushing, you know, was really effective stepping in the number one RB role against Minnesota. How do you think the rep distribution should go between Jalen Warren and Gainwell?
I think it should go back to what it was before. I think Jalen Warren needs the majority of the carries. I was looking forward to him playing because I thought he was going to eat. And the type of plays that Gainwell was gaining good yardage on were right up Jalen Warren's alley. And he's just a tad bit more explosive, a tad bit more shiftier. And don't get me wrong, Gainwell played a great game. And honestly, I didn't know he had that in him. I thought he was strictly a third down back. I didn't know how good of an interior runner he was. He proved that he was very capable. But when it comes back to it, we paid Jalen Warren. He came into the year the man, and I don't think one good game from Gainwell changes that.
Trey Essex with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would urge all of you to listen to our show every day on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. And then when you're done, listen to the other shows on The Fan and then listen to the Snap Count show with Trey Essex and Charlie Batch. It is big time NFL talk with two guys that you trust big time. The Browns love to play in the nickel defense. They've also got this guy that you mentioned named Myles Garrett, who's pretty damn friggin' good. And I think he had his worst game of the season against Minnesota and was still good. And he might be playing the best football of his career. Do you go with the extra offensive lineman again? Do you go with a lot of Darnell Washington again to counter what they want to do in the nickel? And also maybe you run the ball a little bit at Myles Garrett.
Absolutely. You go with whatever it takes to keep that man off number eight. You know, if you got to line up Spencer Anderson and Darnell Washington, that's fine. He can have highlights on his end showing how three guys block him as long as he's not making a play. You know, and I'm okay with that. Let's run the ball up the middle, smash him. Denzel Ward is probably going to be following DK around, and Denzel Ward is also a very good player as well. So, but I'm not going to go away from DK because of that. But I think our game plan needs to be what it was against Minnesota. Really smash him inside. Hope for some big plays from DK. Get him the ball early because we started with the pass to open up the run last week, and that worked out well. But I think the focus of this game is to really pepper that inside of that defensive line. That rookie Mason Graham has been playing good ball, but get on him early, neutralize Myles Garrett, and I think we have a good chance at success.
Trey, which team in the AFC scares you the most?
Shoot. After I saw what Drake May did to Buffalo, I was going to say Buffalo, but they look very beatable now. And looking at Buffalo's early schedule, I think they've only played what? They played Miami, New Orleans, two other teams that Ravens. Were less than 500.
Worst right team in the NFL, the Ravens.
Yeah. The Ravens, right. And so they don't have a murderer's row of competition when they were looking like maybe the best team in the AFC. Obviously, with Kansas City losing to Jacksonville last night, I'm going to throw one at y'all. I think the team that actually looks the scariest are the Colts. That running game, that O-line, they look dangerous. And Daniel Jones is playing his best ball. Honestly, the Colts look pretty scary right now. Jacksonville obviously showed what they can do against KC. But I'm no longer as terrified of Buffalo as I was to start the season. But everybody can get got. Everybody is gettable in the AFC this year, and it sets up well for the Steelers.
You talked about bad O-line play across the league. A team that looked scary early was the Los Angeles Chargers. They've given up 81 pressures the last three games. Meanwhile, Josh Allen faced 80 pressures all season long last year, which is just crazy. Speaking of pressures, Highsmith could be back this week against the Browns. Herbig has been so disruptive. And Doran, you said this a couple of weeks ago. You think the defense is better when Herbig's out there. So, Trey, what do you do? It's a good problem to have, but how do you divvy up the snaps between those guys?
Well, Terrell Austin better be in his bag this week. He has a plethora of gifts to choose from and be creative with. And there needs to be a way where all three of them need to be on the field at the same time without giving up anything in the passer run game, because they're both effective. I think Alex Smith is a better run defender, but then again, they've been targeting him in the run game. They've been running to the left to him and Cam's side. So it hasn't started out great this year. Nick Herbig probably needs to toughen up a little bit more, especially his pass rushing, but he's been disruptive in every part of this game. So he's earned his reps. Okay, he's done nothing but seemingly put up splash plays whenever he's out there. And it just looks different when he's out there. He is so explosive. They got to account for him, throw extra bodies at him. He always seems to be around the ball. So he has to be on the field. But I don't think you take away from Alex Highsmith. See what he can do to get on the field. See if he's completely healthy. But have packages where all three of them are on there at the same time. JPJ is back. You have pretty much the entire defense back outside. I don't know if Ramsey's going to play this weekend, but they should be able to do some creative things and get after the rookie quarterback.
Trey, you have to be feeling really good right now. And I have to bring this up. This Saturday, your Wildcats, they travel to Happy Valley to take on a very vulnerable Penn State team. You got to be feeling pretty good, right?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, look, we beat up on Louisiana Monroe. We don't beat up on anybody, first of all. Like, everything is close. Northwestern mirrors a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers games because I can never truly rest on a Saturday. I was actually up there for my 20-year reunion. So it was good to have those good purple vibes going into this week versus a Penn State team. That's probably going to be pretty upset with something to prove, but still, they look beatable. They went against a UCLA team that I don't even know if they know who's coaching them on a week-to-week basis. And so, yeah. I'm feeling pretty good.
Trey, that's the key right there. Fire your entire staff and you're going to out-coach James Franklin. That's how that's going to work. Trey, I also understand, are you going to be in town this weekend for the tailgate?
How dare I not? I should have started with that, right? Yes, I am coming in town, bringing the family up. My first time my kids have actually been a game. They've been to the stadium before. So I'm looking forward to this. I will be at the Terrible Tailgate with the Steel Nation crew and all of them. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be talking to Arthur Motes inside the Great Hall. So I'm going to get my whole Steelers fix this weekend, man, and be in town. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. You can have a place to stay, Trey. You can just stay at Doran's house.
I like it. Appreciate you offering up Doran's crib, too. Gotcha.
Harry's got an extra bed as well. His girlfriend just left him. Thank you, Trey. Appreciate your time as always.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks, Trey.
Trey Essex is the best, and I'm serious. Check out the Snap Count show. I don't miss an episode. A lot of good ball talk between he and Charlie Batch. Trey will be there this weekend with another one of our favorites, Arthur Motes.
Yes, sir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.